Blog Talk Radio. And as always, you know that I love to show gratitude, and there's so much gratitude for me to share. I have been home since I have had surgery on the 10th of October, and I am just so grateful for all of my friends who have come by. You know, make a meal, come by to visit, and to make sure that Toby and I, Toby is my cat, and Duke, and that we are doing well. So I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you, for my Facebook friends who have been sending messages and emails about my losing my friend Joel Hilton. You guys, I appreciate and love you so much. So, to all of you. And for those people who tuned in on Sunday, some people listen, an overwhelming number of people listened live on the internet. They did not call in, but they listened live. We saw that on the archive. We thank you. And my heavens. For those of you who have been downloading the show, I think we have over 300 downloads or something on the show since Sunday. And for all of Joel's relatives that call in, thank you guys very much for doing that. And today I choose to send out condolences to his beautiful wife, Michelle, his sons, Brandon and Jordan. You are not alone, because your father and your husband's spirit will always be with you. And the legacies that he has created over his lifetime, you can draw on that and just know that he did what he was called here to do. So today I do not have a guest. However, we are going to be having empowering conversations with myself. And hopefully that some people will call in. And I want to start off this morning by sharing. Today is the 24th of October, 2012. And I want to start off by sharing from one of my, one of the entries in my book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And the one for the 24th of October The title is The Not So Intentional Caregiver. And I am going to be sharing a few more as we go through this morning's episode. The Not So Intentional Caregiver. Most family caregivers like me arrive at their role unexpectedly. When my father came to live with me, I expected him to be self-sufficient, perhaps unrealistic considering he just celebrated his 84th birthday. It soon became clear he needed some assistance. In his last 4 years, I came to know him as a person, not just as a father, but as a young boy on a family farm, an Air Force lieutenant in World War II, a timber survivor, a Scandinavian, a lover of nature, history, antiques, and a man who adored his family. We had coffee in the mornings. He read the newspaper. I read the magazine. "Look," he would say, "the robins are back. They are early this year, proceeding with a lesson in what robins eat, what their nests are made of, and how they almost always lay a crutch on the exact 4 eggs. I love those lessons. I love the cribbage games we had while I gathered family stories. He may have had dementia, but he would still whip us at cribbage. Not every day of those 4 years was easy. Many were hard. But I cherish each and every one of them. I miss you, Dad." Thank you, Shelley Webb, for that entry. And, you know, we can all relate to this, what we have read here, because things don't always turn out the way that we expect them to. And this is why the conversation that I'm looking to go into this morning, I see it as an on-time one. As entrepreneurs, we are all eager about improving our income. And everybody would say, "I want to get my business to the next level." And very rarely do you hear an entrepreneur as a business or a business owner saying, "I want to take care of myself in order that I will be able to serve those whom I serve better"? So this morning, we want to approach this conversation. We want to be candid. I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166 and be part of this conversation. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about health. Let's talk about relationships and connection. And let us see how all of these things together are so connected. What can we do differently in order to be experience ultimate results in all of the things that we just mentioned here? So we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about health. We are going to talk about relationships. And we are going to talk about connections. All right. And any other one that you think we can talk about. So we're going to start off with health. And I'm going to be sharing my experiences with you. The 21st of May 2010, I got what some would call a rude awakening when I went to the doctors and found out that my blood pressure was, I think, 210 over 110 or something like that. But my blood pressure, to say it mildly, was off the chart. Yes, I was scared. Yes, I was frightened. However, what happened to me mostly was that I understood that it's time for me to take responsibility of Daphne in order to get the results I want and deserve to have. The thing is that as an entrepreneur, I love what I do. I enjoy touching people's lives. I enjoy operating on all the different platforms that I am called to operate on, this radio show being one of them, the local cable TV show that is on so many different channels. We are on Comcast in two different cities. We are on Charter. We are on Soundview. We are on 8DXTV. And we are still looking to go into all of these other areas. So that is a blessing. Now, God has called me to do all of these things. He has also called me to be a reinvention coach. He has called me to be an inspirational speaker. Now, these things are not different. All of these things are intertwined or connected, if you may. It gives me all these different platforms, gives me the opportunity to be consistent with the message. To be consistent in helping people reinvent and empower their lives. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, for those of us in America, we are looking to go have an election on the 6th of November. However, regardless of who the new president is, we are still expected to do our best. And we are called to do great things. So let us not sit and wallow into whatever is happening to us, may it be bad health or whatever. Let us go to the drawing board and see what can we do different, which is exactly what I did. Driving home from that doctor's office, and I was excited when he sent me home because I know that result that he got there was under normal circumstances. If it was not for the grace of God, he could have admitted me to the hospital. But I think something told him, send her home. She will take care of herself. And he did that. And since that day of my awakening, I know what I'm called to do. I know the responsibility it takes. And that's why I have adopted a new lifestyle. A new lifestyle which focuses mostly around the area of what I put inside of my mouth. What am I eating? What am I drinking? I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I used to love those cookies, the oatmeal raisin cookies from Costco's. Oh, I used to love those things. I think I can still love the memories of them, because I have made the decision that I'm no longer going to eat them. And you notice I said I made the decision because I still go to Costco. I still pass by the dessert aisle. I just don't pick them up for myself. I tell you, I love them so much. Till the other day, my neighbor asked me to pick him up a chocolate chip cookie. And he made sure he repeated it twice, chocolate chip cookie. And what do you know? I got to Costco's and I pick up the phone and I call him and I said, Charlie, they do not have any oatmeal raisin cookies. And he said, sweetheart, I didn't ask you to get oatmeal raisins. I asked you to get chocolate chip cookie. I said, oh, I am so glad I called you. And that's how much I love the thing. However, thanks to the help of God, my resistance has developed. And I no longer allow that oatmeal raisin cookie to hold me hostage. Instead, I have adopted the lifestyle of a raw whole food diet. I am on majority of juice made from organic fruits. I have vegetables, majority of it raw. Sometimes I do blanching. And I have wild salmon. Now, for those of you who are listening and you have seen me, you have been saying, oh, what diet you're on? I am not on a diet. I am on a lifestyle change. And I am proud to say that from 220, I have taken off 40-something pounds weight that I have took off. I feel good. I look fabulous. I am extremely energetic. And now, when I speak to my clients about reinventing who they are, along with reinventing their business, I am not only teaching them, I am sharing with them my personal experience. So, you know, obedience is a very good thing, not only for children, but for us as adults too, and for us as entrepreneurs. I got an insight the other day when I made my smoothie, my green smoothie, and I got an insight to take a picture of the smoothie and post it on my Facebook page. And out of that smoothie that I made and posted, I have started a blog about healthy foods and what we eat and all of that. And everything, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you is based on what I have been doing in my own kitchen. I think it was night before last night, I made roasted butternut squash with lots of garlic. And once it was baked, I took it out the oven. I added a little and some olive oil. I baked it with garlic olive oil. And after I roasted it and I took it out, once it was tender and roasted, I took it out. I add some cinnamon and I stir in some fresh diced Hawaiian pineapples. And oh my Lord, was it good. It was so delicious. A friend of mine came over and I gave her some and she could not stop talking about the praises. And she said, are you going to share the recipe on Facebook? And I said to her, oh, I'm not sharing any more recipes yet because I'm putting them all in a cookbook. Well, I tell you, I went through that thing so fast and after I was finished, in the middle of the night, I said, oh, my heavens, I did not take the picture to put up on there. So for those of you who are going through the pictures on the radio site this morning, you are going to see another dish that is posted there. It's some orange and green and pink looking thing. Well, that is roasted sweet potatoes with Asian spinach and grilled salmon and onions. And that is something else that I created. So I promise you, I will keep sharing my diet plan that I have been using so that you will be able to use it as part of your invention program as well. I want to share one more entry for with you from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And it is This Amazing Adventure Called Life. And this is from Teresa M. Bourgeois. It reads, she sat at her desk and listened as I recounted with my usual exuberance my latest adventure. I had just returned from Japan, where I christened a ship. Yep, champagne and all. She looked at me. You know, Teresa, you live like a charmed life. I smiled. I prefer to call it blessed. But yay, I think you're right. That is when I began to be grateful for the amazing experiences in my life. I am grateful to have seen the night sky in all its depth from a secluded rainforest in Iran, Jera, with no earthly lights to distract from the heavenly twinkles of the millions of stars. I am grateful to have experienced the Great River Reef up close and personal, and the Grand Canyon from a helicopter. I am grateful, too, to have felt my precious daughter's chest slowly rise and fall against my body as she slept in my arms. Yes, I do. I do live a blessed life. Thank you, God. I am so very grateful for this amazing adventure we call life. Amazing. 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 And each and every one of us has a story similar to Therese's story. And I will just continue to let you know that because of this new lifestyle that I have adopted, it gives me an opportunity to be able to share with my listening audience some of the new things that I am doing in my life. And people have embraced it. People are trying it, and it is working for them. And, you know, I really don't know what is going to be the outcome out of this. However, as I mentioned about the importance of obedience, as I am instructed what to do, I will continue to do that. I just want to let you know that as entrepreneurs, you must take the bull by the horn, and you must do the things that you are called to do. We said we are, right, the next thing I did not mention to you is that I have been avoiding meat. And for those of you who are listening, that I found out some great information the other day about eating for your blood type. So I want to encourage you to research. If you know what your blood type is, research and find out your blood type so you know what foods you are supposed to eat for your blood types. All right, so we are going to go to money. So we just did health, and we are going to go to money. Money, all of us focus on We want more money. We want more money. More money, more money. Show me the money. Well, I'm going to be sharing with you this morning from one of my, a book from my library. And we are going to share some principles that are listed here. And this is coming from the book written by James Goy Jr., How to Attract Money Using the Power of Your Mind. So, the first thing we are doing here, Robert Kohler defines desire. Desire is the greatest moving power of the mind. That which excites into action the will and power of the individual. It is at the bottom of action, emotion, and expression. So, if you're going to talk about money, you first got to adopt the desire. The desire. Concepts and counsel. Desire is the feeling of wanting something. It is the emotion which prompts all human action. The cause to cause yourself to act on your desire for more money, increase your desire for more money. Emotion is power. So the stronger you can make your emotion of desire for money, the more power you will have to get money. The more money you want, the more desire you will need to build. Your desire for more money has caused you to act by listening to this show. And in here he says, by picking up this book, you are moving forward. Desire breeds action. That action then feeds the desire. That increasing desire then breeds more action. Once you push yourself to get the process going, the process will tend to pull you in and pull you along. You are now in the process of getting all the money you want. Keep reading this book. Think as this book instructs you to think. Act as this book instructs you to act. You, in these ways, you will strengthen your desire for more money. In these ways, you will propel yourself down a sure path to more money. This sure path to more money is also a narrow path. If you desire to make things at once, too many things at once, you will wander aimlessly. You will advance slowly, if at all. To get the money you want, you will have to focus your mind on your efforts. Be willing to delay starting other projects, which you can let wait a while. Build up your desire for the money you want and set lesser desires aside. Do this and you will have all the power you need to get your money. In the pages to follow, you will learn to wield that power in a way which will ensure you get what you are after. Here are some simple steps. I will read them slowly so you can record them, or if you are listening on archive, you will not miss them. But again, the book I'm using today is James Goy Jr.'s book, How to Attract Money Using the Power of Your Mind. All right, so you have your pen and paper. You know I'm old school. I keep saying pen and papers. I have to remember to say get your tablets to write on. Here are some simple steps to guide us in this process. Number one, at the top of a clean sheet of paper, write things you have wanted to do. List activities such as learn to play a guitar and remodel the basement. List from 5 to 20 or more. Number two, go through the list and cross off any items that can wait until after you are well on your way to getting the money you want. The fewer items on your list, the better. You can leave an item on the list, say a hobby you want to take up, if it will help you relax and take your mind off your work from time to time. Number three, number the remaining items in the order you want to do them. Rewrite them on the things I do. Do something today toward getting the first item done. Keep referring back to the list at least weekly and do what needed to complete the task. Number four, use the time and energy you would have used on the crossed off items to do what you need to do to get the money you want. Number five, title your next list, Why I Want More Money. List reasons such as work less, more free time, and a new kitchen for mom. List all the reasons you can think of. Try for at least 10. Number six, read that list monthly to remind yourself why you want more money. This will help keep your desire alive and growing. Add new items you think of and delete items you have accomplished. I think that's very powerful. Here are what some other famous people are saying about desires. Desire is the creator. But when desire is spread over a host of things, it accomplishes little. This is from Elizabeth Tone. George Gleason says, preceding accomplishment must be desire. Why desires must be strong and definite. And of course, you know, for those of you who have read the little yellow book, The Richest Man in Babylon. Desire is at the bottom of every achievement. Desire creates the power. Power inspires the mind of the individual, and success is the result of that inspiration rightly applied. That's from Raymond Halliwell, Working with the Law. Men draw toward themselves that which they desire. William Walker Atkins. Remember that desire is the first law of gain. James K. Van Fleet, Higher Power. Whatever you may be, the scale on which we exercise our creative ability The motive power must always be desire, and that is from Thomas Howard. If you are just joining us, we are talking about different empowering things that we need to do to enhance our lives, and also to not only enhance but to reinvent our lives, and also to reinvent our businesses. So if you would like to call in and chime into the conversation, by all means do so. The number you call is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are my my Facebook friends, there's a great article written by Maria Shaver on my Facebook page. Just go there and read it. That's a phenomenal article about reinventing yourselves. We are going to continue now on belief. Belief changes the tempo of the mind or thought frequency. Like a huge magnet, it draws the subconscious forces into play, changing your whole aura and affecting everything about you, including people and objects, at greater distance. Claude Bristol, The Magic of Believing, Concepts and Counsel on Believing. Belief is the acceptance of a notion as being true. Your beliefs regarding money govern how much money you get. Beliefs naturally evolve over time, and they can be purposely changed by design. With some thought, you know what your conscious mind beliefs are. You should develop those that help bring money to you. You should discard those that keep money from you. You often do not know what your subconscious money beliefs are, but you don't need to. This book will teach you to form new subconscious beliefs, which will displace and void old ones. Managing your subconscious beliefs is the critical step in using mind power to get money. Your subconscious mind, or simple subconscious, attracts and repels money all the time. It does this with or without your conscious knowledge or consent. Your conscious is sheer creative power, devoid of will and judgment. It cannot tell which of your mental impressions are of real things and which are of imagined things. It believes all mental impressions represent real objects and situations. Your conscious does not know if mental impression, your subconscious rather, does not know if mental impressions are of things helpful or harmful, wanted or unwanted. It just does all of its power to bring about what it is led to believe exists. And your subconscious has vast power. It affects your and other people's thoughts, feelings, and actions. Two, it affects circumstances directly without the help of human action. Create and cultivate the belief that you have all the money you want, and your subconscious mind will make it a reality. Here are some simple steps you need to take note of to guide you through the belief process. Number one, to help build and maintain the conscious and subconscious beliefs you need to attract money, read from this book daily. Number two, under my money beliefs, list those conscious beliefs that you think of. It takes money to make money. Money is hard to come by. Money always seems to slow up when I really need it. Number three, next to each list belief, put a G for good or a B for bad, based on whether you think it will cause you to attract or repel money. Once you are clear on what your conscious money beliefs are, you can begin to control which ones you keep, which ones you change, and which new ones you form. Your subconscious beliefs will tend to fall in line with your conscious beliefs. Number four, review the list monthly. Cross off old bad beliefs you have overcome and add new beliefs you want to develop. This will lead to your beliefs become more and more productive. Number five, observe beliefs in action. To do this, listen to what people say, believe about their lives and money. Watch their dramas unfold. See how their beliefs give birth to new circumstances. Number six, when you hear and read facts or opinions about money or the economy, be aware of what beliefs they suggest. Embrace those beliefs you want to have and reject those you don't want. Here are what some of the famous authors are saying about beliefs. What we believe to be true, what we believe is possible becomes what's true, becomes what's possible. And that's from Anthony Robbins. Ironically, the abundance that shows up in your life or the lack of it is directly correlated to you and your beliefs. Eva Gregory. There are cases where a fact cannot come at all unless a preliminary faith exists in its coming. This is by William James. Life responds to us according to our beliefs. Norman S. Ludi. Knowledge of the power of your subconscious mind is the means to the royal road to riches and all of all kinds. Dr. Joseph Murphy, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. If you can truly believe that you have received something, your subconscious mind will surely see that you get it. Dr. Venice J. Bloodworth. The key to yourself. What you deeply, authentically believe, you create. Brenda Addison. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see that our belief is so powerful. So we must take responsibility for our belief. The next thing we are going to go to is expectancy. We desire it. We believe it. Now we must expect it. Expectation is a powerful, attractive force because it draws things to you. And this is a quote by Rhonda Byrne. Concepts and Counsel on Expectancy. Expectancy is the state of assuming a certain something will come about. To assume a thing will come about is to believe it will. You tend to get what you expect. What you believe you will get, so to get more money, expect to get more money. To attract money using mind power, you must develop the subconscious belief that you already have the money you want. Until you really have your money, you will continue to send thoughts, feelings, and images of not having your money to your subconscious mind. So you will undermine your subconscious beliefs. Expectancy can bridge the gap. Even though you know you don't yet have the money you want, you can believe you will have it. When you believe you will have your money, you send thoughts, feelings, and images related to that belief to your subconscious. This flow of positive mental impressions will help ensure that overall your conscious thinking strengthens, not weakens, your subconscious belief that you have your money. To help keep you to your expect, to what you expect to come about, align with what you want to bring about. Know what you expect. Ask yourself from time to time, what do I expect to happen about? To know what you expect to happen is to know that you are creating. If you become aware that what you are creating is not what you want to get, change your expectation about what will come to be in your life. Know what you expect and expect what you want. When you align your expectations with your desired financial presence and future, you and your money will always find each other. Here are some simple steps to guide us on the expectancy process. Under financial expectation, 5 years, list what you have been expecting your financial situation, money, business, career, debt, and so on to be then. You might expect to be running a flower shop, to still be in debt, to be in the same job, to own a house, or to have $100,000 in the bank. Then, to 10 to 15 items will give you a good idea of what you have been expecting. Number 2, under financial expectation 10 years, do some of the above. Number 3, under financial expectation 20 years, the same thing. Number 4, read over the 3 lists and think about what you have written. These expectations show you what you have been moving towards, whether or not that was what you wanted, that was your most likely future, the future you have been created with your mind. Read the list again cross off the expectations you'd like to exceed. You are on your way to creating expectations more worthy of you. Cross off all of your expectations if you want to. Number 6. Under what I expect, rewrite any expectations you haven't crossed off. Review the list from time to time. Cross off those items which have come about and those which no longer live up to what you want. The better you get at using mind power to govern events and conditions, the greater your expectations will become. Here are what some writers are saying about our expectancy. It is a well-defined and authentic principle that what the mind profoundly expects, it tends to receive. Norman Vincent Peale. Man creates reality through expectation. Barbel Moore. Successful people expect the best and they generally get it because expectations have a way of attracting to you their material equivalent. Tom Butler Bowen. Expectation can be the triggering mechanism which attracts into your life every good you desire. Bob Proctor. Expecting gives life and attracting power to our desires. You will never get any more out of this life than you expect. Ben Sweetland. If your quiet thinking selects your future, then accept it as normal for you, and then expect it to happen. Raymond Charles Baker. The next we're going to move to is money mindset. And here is a quote from Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich. Fortunes gravitate to men whose minds have been prepared to attract them just as surely as your water gravitates to the ocean. Here are some concepts and counsel on money mindset. Your money mindset is the way you think and feel about money. It affects how you act with money and how money acts with you. Improve your money mindset and you will attract more money. Your money mindset includes your money-related desires, beliefs, and expectations. It also includes such things as your money-related resentments, regrets, and guilt. Your every thought and feeling regarding money is part of your money mindset. Just by reading this book, you will greatly improve your money mindset. It's a good start, but there is more you can do. Clear your mind of negative money-related emotions. Let go of resentments toward anyone you feel got the best of you in a financial deal, stole from you, or didn't pay you a debt to you. Release your regrets for your money mistakes and missed opportunities. Let go of your guilt for any money-related wrongs you have done others and for your own foolish money actions. Have positive and neutral options about others' money. Don't judge people by how they get, spend, save, invest, or give money. Don't envy rich people or look down on poor people. Don't criticize money practices of governments and businesses. Act with positive and neutral feelings. When you deal with money, accept it gratefully, earn it happily, spend it courageously, give it joyfully, invest it hopefully, lose it calmly. By how you think, feel, and act, you mold that field of thought energy, which makes up your money mindset, your vibration of what of that energy then attracts or repels money you desire. Here are some simple steps. Under resentment, list the people and incidents behind your money grudges. Mr. Pike sold me a car with engine problems. Anthony embezzled $70,000. Brenda never paid back $100. Review each resentment to see if the act was really as bad as you thought. See if perhaps there were factors you haven't allowed for. Whatever you decide mentally, forgive each person. Under regrets, list those you have on your money mistakes and missed opportunities. Wish I'd taken Jones's offer. Should have bought that house. Shouldn't have invested in that stock. Number four, review each regret to see if this mistake were as bad as you thought and if the opportunities were as good as you thought. Whatever you decide, find something good about each incident, even if it's only that you gain insight or learned a lesson. Number five, under guilt, list the money-related wrongs you have done to people and other money attractions you have guilt over. Overcharged Mrs. Lee for that repair, gambled away my inheritance. Number six, review each guilt, then to see if your actions were really as bad as you thought. Write down ways you might repay the people you feel you have wronged, and follow up on those ideas as you can. Whether or not you can repay everybody, forgive yourself. Here's what some people are writing about our money mindset. Prosperity is created by a state of mind. Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul. How you think about money determines exactly what your financial reality is. Dr. Stuart Grayson. The mind is like a magnet, attracting and repelling, and its attractions and repulsions can be determined by ourselves. Annie Besant. The circumstances and conditions of man's physical world are the effects of the active elements in this mental world. C.D. Larson. If people want to acquire money, they need to develop a good money consciousness. By Margaret R. Stortsey. Riches collate a rich mentality. Ellen Willans. Our ways of thinking make our happiness or unhappiness or success or non-success. H. Helen Caddy. Now we are moving to our money goals. Nothing happens, no forward steps are taken until a goal is established. Without goals, individuals just wander through life. They stumble along not knowing where they are going, so they never get anywhere. David J. Schwartz. Here are some concepts and counsel on money goals. A money goal is a specific monetary end you intend to bring about. You can use money goals to increase your income and net worth. Money goals tell your conscious and subconscious minds exactly what you want. This clear purpose impels you and your subconscious to find the means to get what you want. With a better money mindset, you will attract more money. Whether or not you have money goals, still, you should get money goals if you seek financial independence or great wealth. A money goal should have a deadline, a target date for fulfillment. The deadline is crucial. If your goal is to have $1 million, it will matter greatly to you whether it takes 5 years or 35 years for you to get the million. A money goal takes on an immense and miraculous and mysterious power when it is written down. This step is so vital that a money goal is not really a goal unless it is written down. As you reach your money goals, you can set new higher ones. Goal setting for money is an ongoing process. Knowing this, you should feel at ease about setting your money goals. You can set more than one money goal at a time. For instance, you can set 1 and 5 year income goals and an 8 year net worth goal. Find the mix that's right for you. Money goals separate the prosperity dabblers from the serious wealth seekers. Mind power is a dynamic force, and like any force, it must be focused to be put into use. Setting money goals is the key way to focus mind power to attract money. Here are some simple steps to guide you on the money goal process. Under my new life, list what you would have and do if you could afford to. 6-bedroom house, a Porsche, a motorhome, send the kids to college, give money to parents and homeless shelter, travel. Number 2, think about how high an income or what network you would need to be able to have and do at the things you have listed. Number 3, write amounts and deadlines for your first money goals. $80,000 annually. Income by month, year, date. $100,000 net worth by month, day, year. Number four, on separate 3x5 index cards, write each of your money goals as follows. My goal is to be earning at least $80,000 yearly by the month, the day, and the year. My goal is to have a net worth of more than $10 million by the month, the day, and the year. Keep in mind that, number five, keep in mind that you can adjust money goals up or down in amount and toward or back in time. As a rule, don't change your money goals. Your subconscious mind works best with fixed targets. Number six, keep your money goals secret. This will help you conceive the power of your intentions, and it will shield you from negative feedbacks, which might hurt your money mindset and your conscious and subconscious belief. You can reveal a money goal to someone you believe will be supportive of your efforts to reach the goal if that goal is to be a shared goal with that person. Here's what some writers have to say about money goal. Les Brown says, one of the most essential things you need to do for yourself is to choose a goal that is important to you. Tom Hopkins says, how can you expect to become rich if you haven't even decided what rich means to you? Melvin Powers says, it is difficult to stress the prime importance of a goal as a necessary ingredient of success. William E. Edwards says, no matter what you want to achieve, write it down. Get a statement of your goal on paper. Almost all successful people attribute their success, at least in part, to goals. If you want to get rich, your goal has to be rich. T. Harvey Ecker. And Og Mandino says, it is impossible to advance properly in life without goals. Number six, think end results. What you need to know is, what is the end result? Where do you want to end up? What do you want to create? Dr. Robert Anthony, Concepts and Counsel. With or without money goals, you will tend to try to figure out how to get the money you want. Your subconscious mind is better able to find the best ways. So let it for now. Just relay to your subconscious the mental impressions of what you want. Think and result. The more you think about the end results you are striving for, the closer you will be to achieving those results. Don't worry about how you'll get your money. Don't spend a lot of time and energy trying to make more money. It's random always. Relax. Be patient. You know your subconscious is hard at work. You can try for promotion on your job, look for a new job, start a new business. For now, do whatever you want to do. or feel you must do to earn the money you need to live. But don't assume that's the way you will reach your larger money goals. If you choose to write your novel, study acting, work on your invention, do whatever else you think might bring you more money in the future. Do what you feel inclined to do. But again, don't assume that's the way you will reach your greater money goals. But you don't want to limit your subconscious. You want to leave all potential ways open for you and your money to come together. Keep thinking your thoughts firmly on the end results you want. You strengthen your expectations that you will get those results, and your subconscious believes what you have those results. In time, your subconscious will find a good way for you and your money. It will do what it has to do. You will get your money. Here are some steps to guide you on the money goal process. Number one, while reading from your 3x5 cards, repeat out loud 10 times each any money goals you now have. Do this weekly. Understand, number two, that to attract money using your mind power, the thoughts of the end result you are after must be almost in your mind. Think about those end results often during each day. Number three, so you may review any ideas you can come up with about how to get your money. List those ideas under possible ways to get my money. Invest in real estate, freelance, selling insurance. Number four, next to each item on the list, write a P for pleasant, a U for unpleasant, depending on whether or not you think you would enjoy the activity. Put an N for neutral by some if you like. Number five, cross off the unpleasant and neutral items. Number the pleasant ones from more or less are most pleasant down. Under pleasant ways to get my money, rewrite those items in order. And number six, study the list to see if one item seems to stand out from the other. If one item stands out, that may be your path. Or maybe you are already in a field you like and in which you might be able to make the money you want. If so, you may just have to improve your money mindset to get your money. You will know more once you have gone through chapter 17, Right Livelihood. Here are what some writers are saying. Tommy Newberg: constantly feed the mind of clear, vivid pictures of the ideal end result you are striving for. Bob Doyle says, have no attachment to the means by which your desire will be delivered. Amygdala Octavia, when you choose your thoughts, you choose results. Ralph Waldo says, the type of thought we entertain both creates and draws condition that crystallize about it. And Esther and Jerry Hicks, two of my favorite people, you get what you think about whether you want it or not. If you cling to a certain thought with dynamic willpower, it finally assumes a tangible outward form. And that's from the author of The Law of Success. And the last one is from Prentice Mulfo. Prentice Mulfo. Our thoughts is the unseen magnet, even attracting its correspondence in things seen and tangible. And we are going to, we are still on money. And we still have to do relationships and connection, which is going to be a quick one. So let's look at think and feel as if. What you put into your mind is the nature of your thoughts and feelings. That is subsequently materialized for you in your outer world. Harold Sherman, The Miraculous Power, Concepts and Counsels. Your subconscious mind causes your finances to be what you think they are and what you think they will be. To help govern your finances using mind power, think as if the end result you desire are now or will be reality. And just as important, avoid thinking about any financial circumstances you don't want to bring about. By what you think, you tell your subconscious that what to create. Your emotions give your subconscious the power to create. Thus, it's as crucial for you to feel as if you are about your finances as it is for you to think as if about them. Since thoughts often gives rise to feelings, thinking as it leads to feeling as if. So, by being aware of your feelings, you can know how well you are thinking as if. When you really think as if your finances are and will be the way you want them to be, you will have feelings such as happiness and excitement regarding your finances. Feelings such as fear and doubt will show you that you're not really thinking as if. Negative emotions can affect your subconscious as deeply as positive emotions. Thoughts of things you don't want to come about, mixed up with fears of those things coming about, you will give your subconscious the pattern and the power to attract and create those fears, things, and by mixing doubt with thoughts of things you want to create, you will cancel positive emotions, and so drained of power, your subconscious needs to create what you want. By thinking and feeling as if you have and will have your money, more than you think and feel as if you don't have and won't have your money, you cause yourself to get your money. Here are some simple steps to guide us on our subconscious mind. Number one, under how things are, list the major facts of your present financial circumstances. I earn $3,650 per month. I owe $6,400 on my credit cards. I have $350 in my savings account. My net worth is minus $11,000. Approximate figures will do. Number two, under how I'd like things to be, rewrite the above statements to reflect what you choose the facts to be. I earn $7,000 a month. My credit cards would be paid off. I have $50,000 in savings. I have a net worth of $3 million. Number three, relax. Breathe deeply. Contemplate how you would think and feel if the items of your how I'd like things to be lists were true. Number four, begin now to think and feel as if what you wrote had come about. Using examples from above, you'd go through each day thinking and feeling as if you earned $7,000 a month or have a net worth of $3 million in mind. Choose things. Those things would be true for you. Number five, review how things are this month to see what your situation is at that time. Update your figures. Write down some ideas about how to make more progress in this coming month. And number six, review and update your how I'd like things to be list monthly. See how well you are being thinking and feeling as if the list items were true. Note some ways you can do better. Hear what some of the famous writers has to say. Your outer world of form and experience is a reflection of your inner world of thoughts and feelings. The way each of us thinks and feels about our money is the key factor to determine how much we ultimately have. And that's from Susie Almond. When you know what you want, all you really have to do is think it and feel it. Joe Vitale. Whenever you think and feel, consciousness is the action for good or for bad. When our thinking and feelings are wrong, then we make it possible for things to work correctly on the inside. Take control of your thoughts and feelings, for they are the blueprint of your life. Herbert Harris. When you think, you create. When you feel, we create. Speak as if. This is a quote from Louise Hay. There's a tremendous power in our words, and many of us are not aware of those, or of just how important they are. Spoken words set motion and direct subconscious power. So, you should use great care when you speak, just as when you write, just as when you think, to attract money using mind power. Speak as if what you want to be true about your finances is now or will be true. What you say reveals the way you think. You might assume you think positive about your life and about your finances. Still, your unguarded words will expose the way you really think. If you are not speaking as if, you are not thinking as if. What you say affects the way you think. Your words mold your conscious and subconscious beliefs. So, what you say about your finances, you cause. Speak of lack and poverty, and you get them. Speak of abundance and wealth, and you get them. Your subconscious mind translates your words into images. It uses to create your reality by saying, I don't want to lose money on the deal. You cause your subconscious to form images of you losing money and to work towards that end. By saying you want to make money on the deal, you cause your subconscious to form images of you making money and to work toward the end. Be aware of the sort of image you works are like to call forth. For you speaking should not be a careless, aimless process in which you say whatever comes to your mouth. Speaking should be a mindful, purposeful process in which you think before you speak. Say what you mean and voice what you want to make real. Speak as if your finances will improve the way you think about money. It will improve the way you attract money. Here are some simple steps. As a helpful reminder, write speak as if on a 3x5 index card. Put the card wherever you will see it at least once a day. Under how I speak now, list some negative money related phrases you are to get the habit of using. I can't afford that. It's too expensive. I don't make enough money. Business is slow. Under better ways to speak, rewrite the negative phrase on the above list to positive or neutral phrase. I am not going to buy that. I make plenty of money. Business is good. Work on speaking less in the line with your how I speak now list and more in line with your a better way to speak list. Number 5, review both lists monthly and see how well you are doing and how you can do better. Add and delete items as you progress. Number six, you can't just go around telling everyone you are a wealthy philanthropist who lives in a mansion. So try to find at least one person open to using the speak as if technique. Speak as if each other. I'm debt free. I'm rich. My book is selling well. I got a raise. My new house has a pool. I am financially free. Money flows to me easily. I made my first million. Making a game of it. But remember, it's not a game. It's part of the process using to manifest your desired financial future. Act as if. No, we need to do what others have said about speak as if. If we listen to the words of the failure multitude, we still soon learn that by their words they are justified and condemned. The laws of mind go into operation through our words. Thoughts are living things, and spoken words give to thoughts a body of physical vibration which makes them still stronger. Words constitute a point of focus for creative energy. Words are a powerful factor in your life. Use them wisely and you will create all the conditions about you. Talk about the things you want to see, live and grow. Your spoken words goes to the end of the universe, and if returned to you and it doesn't return to you empty, it comes back to you full to overflowing with that which you decree and declare. Act as if. Live as if you were already manifest and shall find it manifested. Concepts and counsel. The conscious and subconscious minds are generally influenced by attraction, by action. When you act as if your money is on the way or already in the bank, you strengthen your expectation that you will get the money and your subconscious belief that you have the money. When you act as if you don't let doubt about getting the money you want or fear of not having enough money in the future keep you from spending or giving money to reasonable ways. If you knew you would get your money like you know it if you don't win the lottery jackpot, you would likely be more free with your money right now. For instance, you might buy a new refrigerator you need, update your wardrobe, or give an expensive gift. If you won a lottery jackpot, you would likely be certain, do certain things before receiving the money. For instance, you might test drive a new car, plan an extended vacation, or open a money market account to deposit the winnings into. If you won a lottery jackpot, you would likely, if you were wise, learn what you would about how to manage lots of money. For instance, you might read up on a personal financial and investment, take a money management course, or talk to a financial advisor. Since you don't have your money yet, you are limits. There are limits. You must of what you would do if you know you would get your money. And if you had money, it's what you should be doing now. By acting as if regarding your money, you strengthen your expectancy and belief and call up and focus on subconscious power in ways you can only do by taking willful physical action. Simple steps. Make a study of personal finance. Learn about things such as insurance, income tax, retirement planning, estate planning. Under personal finances, list ideas you will get from your research about things to do and subjects to study further. Number the items in order you want to do them. Start doing them. Number 3, make a study of investment. Learn about investments such as certificates of deposit, U.S. Treasury securities, mutual funds, stock, bonds, real estate, and other investments as you like. Number 4, under investment, list ideas you get from your research about things to do and subjects to study further. Number the items in order you want them. Start doing them. Number 5, act as if. List always your act now if you know you would get your money and if you already had your money. Eat out more often. Be more at ease about money. Hire fitness trainer. Buy new house. Follow stock market. Quit job. Get mom new car. Have the property landscape. Take up golf and go on a cruise. Visit home. Number 6. Cross off the list items you can't or shouldn't do now, such as buy a new house or quitting your job, and begin to act in the remaining ways listed. You have listed. Review the list monthly and see how well you are doing, as if note some ways you can do better. Do better. Do better. Here are some of what others are saying. If you achieve something that has always eluded you, act as if you are already here. Act as if your desires were already manifested. You should begin building your expectancy and faith in financial independence by studying the subject of financial economics and investment. Act wealthy. Acting as if you are wealthy is a powerful tool for attracting what you desire. Act as if it were possible to fail. All the power of the universe is with you. Feel it, know it, and then act as though it were true. I hope that you have gotten something out of this sharing this morning. Again, be sure to get the book so you can use it. It's in the self-help section, and it's James Goy Jr., How to Attract Money Using the Power of Your Mind. And there's one more thing I want to share from celebrating 365 days of gratitude. But before I do that, I want to speak a little bit more before I go on relationships. We spoke about money. We spoke about health. Now, the relationships that we form is going to be very vital in us accomplishing these goals. So be sure that you choose the right relationships, relationships that you can add value into, and relationships that will add value to you. Do not compromise your values and your morals. Investigate that which you are getting into. Don't just run and grab a relationship. Don't get in a relationship thinking I can get this from the relationship. But get into a relationship knowing that I can bring this into the relationship. Connections is very important. You know, for the greater majority of our lives, we are always communicating. Some people communicate effectively, some don't. However, I want us to begin to focus on connecting with someone. When you connect, it's like a heart-to-heart. It's not a head-to-head. It's not a mind game. But it's a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do as you look into reinventing your life, reinventing your health, reinventing your purpose, reinventing your calling, reinventing your business. It is going to take the right connection. It's going to take the right connections, heart to heart, to get you the end result that you want. I am here. My goal and my calling is to be a reinvention coach. I want you to reach out to me. If you have not yet connected with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever it is, look for me out there. Follow me. Visit my new platform, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We are having a lot of new products there. We are doing our launch in another week and a half or so. So reach out to me. Utilize my service. And as you get into these relationships and these connections, do not forget to show gratitude. Show gratitude always, because it is in your display of gratitude that you will keep attracting that which you desire and deserve. Expect the best to happen in your life. I want to share from celebrating 365 days of gratitude this entry from Patty L. Cotton. Launching ships. A ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships are built for. John Shedd. It is 4 a.m. And as is my custom, when I cannot sleep, I rise to count my blessings and to write. This morning, I am especially grateful for life. Living is risky business and not to be taken lightly, but the rewards for preserving are great. 60 years ago, I was able to establish a safe home for my family and me. That victory over domestic violence was significant. At the same time, the aftermath from my former life was staggering. One cannot walk away from a battlefield unshackled. And so my three sons and I have gritted our teeth and confront broken parts and peace as they emerge. And we have worked hard to mend. God's intervention during this process has been, of course, miraculous. He has taken many shapes and provides for us. And today, my sons and I live joyfully and well as a testament of his handy work. My work now includes helping to empower others to provide hope. I stand as proof how grateful I am for the commission, the privileges, and the community. Thank you so much for sharing this, Patty. And I know there are many more Patties out there who has a story. But there's always a rainbow at the end. If you keep walking, keep forging, keep going ahead, you are going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And as you step out, you will be greeted with the beautiful rainbow. In order to do this, you must take the risk of reinventing and empowering yourself. Because once you decide to do that, you will experience your transformation. Your transformation will not only be for you, but your transformation will be to help others along their way too. You are not alone. I'm not alone in the struggles that I encounter. But with the help of God and with my faith in believing that He is there for me, He always provides for me. I can affirm that I am the daughter of the Most High God, and that no weapon that tries to form itself against me will prosper, because I know that my Father has my back. And I know you can make the decision to take this statement, or whatever statement that you want to create for yourself, to help to empower you. We choose to be entrepreneurs. And if we look over the world and we look on different data, entrepreneurs are making waves. So let us all come to agreement right now. I am an entrepreneur. I am successful. I'm making waves in this world. I am called to empower lives. I am called to make a difference in the world. I take my calling seriously. Each and every day that I go out, I am empowering millions. I empower millions all over the world, regardless of their cultural or ethnic origin. I empower people all over the world, regardless of their religious or spiritual connection. I am the motivator. I am the reinvention specialist. I am the empowerment person. Everyone looks to me to be empowered. You must believe in what it is you are doing as an entrepreneur and call and speak those things into existence. Whatever it is, you are a writer. You know what you write about. You got to begin to claim that you are the best writer in that field. Nobody else. You have no competition. You are the only one. Because you are unique. You are authentic. I'm claiming this. The A New Day Show is the only show that is impacting millions upon millions of people around the world. And the A New Day Show will continue to impact millions and millions every day, every week, every month, every year. In every corner of the globe, we are touching lives. People are calling us on the phone each and every time when we come on the broadcast. Our chat rooms are filled. Our phone lines are filled because people are calling us to hear our message. People are calling us to hear what insights we have for them. And just as I am claiming these manifestations for my show as an entrepreneur, as a speaker, as a coach, I want you to begin, ladies and gentlemen, to affirm and call these things, speak these things into your business. We have not because we are not speaking these things into existence. We deserve all the money that we need in our life, and we are now attracting all the money. We have nonprofits that we need to fund. We have lives that we need to change. We have programs that we are creating. We have children that we need to feed. We have children that we need to mentor. We have retreat centers that we need to build. We have programs. We have curriculums that we need to design to touch the lives of people all over the world. These things are in process. They are being done right now all over the world. You can come in total agreement with me, and I come in total agreement with each and every one of you, my listeners. Whatever it is that you are affirming right now for your business and for your life and for the life of your family, I come in total agreement with you right now for their manifestation. No power, no power, no power will stop you from getting that which you speak into existence. We expect the money to fund our business. We expect the money to fund our programs. We expect to be best-selling authors. We expect to be speaking around the world on different platforms that we need translation for. We expect to be living a long, healthy, robust life. We are healthy and wealthy entrepreneurs. I speak it into my business and into my life, and I want for you to accept it and speak it into your life as well. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about assisting you in your reinvention, and I tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Just expect, just expect, just expect all the abundance. All the abundance that you want in your love life, in all your professional and personal relationships, because they are here. If it is a wife that you need, see her. Smile at her. If it's a husband that you need, see him, embrace him, and smile at him, because he is already in front of you. She is already in your arms. Embrace her. Love her. Feel your heart palpitating when you two embrace each other. I tell you, as entrepreneurs, we are here right now, and it's the best time ever in our business. Business is booming. We are experiencing the abundance that we have never seen in our business before. And we are so thankful to God for His faithfulness. The universe is so faithful in giving us that which we expect and desire and speak for. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I'm so excited and so pumped up today about this segment. I hope that you have gotten enough out of it, just as I have gotten out of it. And I look forward to hearing from you about your stories of reinvention. See you again on Sunday evening. And remember, you're called for a destiny, and I want you to follow on that. So long.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Yeah.
see the breaking of day. It's death. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.